Let's wrap up Daf Lamed Aleph in Erevin. We did most of it. We are two lines from where the lines get wide. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. So Rav Huna says the name of Rav Shvua Shelo Achal Kikar Zum Arvin Lo Ba. If somebody takes a Shvua that he's not going to eat a certain loaf, he is allowed to make an Erev with it. Kikar Zu, if he says this Kikar. Kikar zu alai, this kikar upon me, meaning I'm not going to benefit from this kikar. Ein marvin loba, he's not able to make an error with it. So the logic over here, Rashi explains, is marvin loba delo neder ella meachila ve'imishum delo chazile hachazile acharini. We need to have a nazir b'yayin. That we look at the case in our Mishnah, if you remember, about the nazir. Even a nazir can use wine for an Erev, because as long as someone else can benefit from it, that's fine. So just because he says I'm not going to eat this bread, so yeah, he's not allowed to eat the loaf, but since someone else can, then the Erev still counts for him. However, if he says harizu hikarzu alai, implying not just a chila, but any sort of benefit. So he's not allowed to make an error with it. That's what Rav Huna teaches in the name of Rav. Meisvei, we're going to challenge this. Hanoder min a kikar ma'arvin lo ba. If somebody takes a neder from a kikar, then he is allowed to make an error. Meaning he decides he's not going to eat it. So, or we'll have to clarify. So he took a neder from a kikar, and he's allowed to make an error. So now we say, my, what is this case? Lav d'amar alai. Isn't this a case, right? It says that he takes a neder from a kikar. So it sounds like he is saying, I take upon myself not to have any benefit from it, and therefore we should not be allowed. So therefore, according to Rav Huna Amar Rav, you'd be allowed to make an erev out of it, but this price says that you're not allowed to. It says that you are allowed to, and Rav Huna Amar Rav would say that you're not allowed to. So, lo, no, that's not, you misunderstood the case. Damar zu, that he said this, meaning seemingly kikar zu, as Rashi says, right? That he says zu, meaning, wait, where's Rashi? Right, so we there. So take a look at Rashi over here. My lav damar lai, v'shamina delo aser inish adate ela derech ikar ha'nasa, that we see over here, and just to clarify, the logic, why would that be? Meaning the assumption over here is that maybe Rav Huna Amar Rav is wrong, right? How could that be wrong? That he says, I am not going to get Hana from this kikar, and why would he let him make an Erev, which is clearly Hana? So we're going to give us another, Rashi has another svara at the bottom of the Amud, but for now, Rashi says that when he says, I'm not going to get Hana from it, he means the main, you know, the ikar hana, ela derech ikar hanasa, which is eating, obviously. The chineder adata de achila neder. And when he took the neder, he meant regarding eating it. He didn't mean like not making an error from it. So that's the thought. But the Gemara says, lo, damar hare zu. No, it's where he said zu. So Rashi elaborates over here. Lo, damar hare zu. Shua shalo ochal kikar zu. He says, it means that this kikar, I'm not going to eat this kikar. But it's not a case where he said, I'm not getting any hana from it. He just says, I'm not going to eat this kikar. And therefore, that is not a refutation to the din of Rav Huna Amar Rav. So the Gemara says, Haginami and Mustafa. This is actually logical. This is a very logical explanation. Diktani, Seifa, because the Seifa to that Mishnah or Braisa, says further, Amasai, when is this so? When do we say what we just said? Bizman sha'amar shvua shlo atamena. That's when do we say that he can use this kikar for an Erev? It's if he said, I swear I will not taste it. Right? So then the Gemara now infers, Aval amar alai, but if he says, not that I won't taste it, but I'm taking upon myself this that I'm not going to benefit from this kikar, my, so what would the halacha be in that case? So hachanami de ein mavar amarvin lo ba. So here too, you would not be able to make an error with it, right? So this was Rav Huna's Rav's distinction that we are mechalik, whether he says, I'm not going to eat it, or I'm not going to get hana from it. And over here, the continuation of the brisa is, this din that specifically applies where we say that you can use it, is if he swears that I won't taste it. And the implication is that if he just says, I won't have hana from it, then he definitely can't get it, because this would constitute hana. But the Gemara then challenges this interpretation of the brisa. Yihachi, if so, adatani kikar zu hektish ein arvin loba. That so instead of teaching that, so here's a continuation of the brisa further. This next line, and the Gemara is going to argue that maybe we should not teach this line. And if Rav Huna Marav's interpretation is correct, then we should teach that chilik instead of the following chilik, which is actually taught. Because it says, so Adatani, well, instead of teaching the following, kikar zu hektish, ein arvin lo ba, right? So if the brisa continues. If this kikar is considered hektish, right? Someone declares, this kikar is hektish, so now you're not allowed to use it for an erev anymore. Lefisha ein ma'arvin behektishos, because in general we can't make something that's hektish for an Erev, right? Why? Rashi explains. Because nobody is allowed to benefit from hektish, right? We said that, you know, even if the person himself can't benefit, but if somebody can, that's fine. But nobody's allowed to benefit from hektish, only Hashem, kaviyachol. So something that's hektish can't be used as an Erev. So the Gemara now says that the Brisa continued and said this point. But Adatani, instead of teaching that, liflug velisni bedida. It would have made more sense to make a chilik in what we were just what Rav Huna Rabbi Amrav was saying, meaning and say as follows. But medrama morim de amar zu. So when do we say what we just said? De amar in the Mishnah that you're allowed to use it as an erev if you take a shvua. So zu. That's Amar Zu. Aval Amar Alai, Ein Arvin Loba. But if you said Alai, then we're not allowed to make it, right? Meaning that I'm not getting any Hana, then he can't make an Erev. So what the Gemara is saying, and it probably was a little bit confusing, but what the Gemara is saying is as follows. Rav Huna Marav is suggesting that there's a Chiluk, that there's a, that right, the Din over here is that somebody who benefits from a, sorry, who takes a Neder from a Kikar, is, he's allowed to use it as an Erev. And Rav Huna Amar Rav says would explain that there's actually a chiluk. That's not always the case. It depends. That's only if he said kikar zu and not kikar alai. If he says alai, meaning indicating I'm not going to get any hana from it, then he would not be allowed to make it as erev. So that's the chiluk that he suggests. Now the Gemara is saying that's not the chiluk that's mentioned. In the Brisa, the continuation of the Brisa says that there is, when does this apply? When it's not hektish. But if it's hektish, then you can't benefit from it. So it seems to like skip over the chiluk, meaning like if there's a chiluk you're going to make, a more standard chiluk would be to clarify this chiluk of Rav Huna Amar Rav, if it was indeed a chiluk, to clarify the difference between saying kikar zu and kikar alai, meaning saying I won't eat from it, I won't eat this, and I won't benefit from it. That's a really important chiluk to mention. But the brisa doesn't mention that. The brisa mentions this chiluk of if it's hektish or not. So the Gemara is saying if Rav Huna Amar Rav's approach was correct, then the chiluk we should mention is his chiluk. That should be basically explicit in the brisa rather than this explicit chiluk in the brisa of the hektish piece. So that's what the Gemara suggests. But Amar Lach Rav Huna, the Gemara says Rav Huna would say back to you, El mai kol hecha de amar alai ma'arvin. So rather what? What are you going to say? Kol hecha de amar alai ma'arvin, whenever it says a lie, meaning someone says, what the Gemara is suggesting now is that brisa of that someone that hanodem min hakikar ma'arvin loba. So whenever it says he says a lie, I mean even if he says I won't get any hana from it, he would be able to make it erev. Is that what you're suggesting? But kasha reisha. But then there's a question of the reisha. The reisha over here is referring to the clarification in the Brisa, where Rashi points out, Kasha Resha, Diktani Amasai, the Gemara first says, Amasai, the Brisa really, Bizman Sha'amar Shvua Shalo Atamena. Right? We kind of like, in the Gemara's previous question, it kind of glazed over that point, that the Brisa, before it got into the Hekdesh discussion, it actually had another clause that this only applies if he says, I did not taste it. I swear I'm not going to taste it. And then we said over there, the implication, demashma ha'amar alai, alo, which implies that if he says, I'm not going to get hana from it, he can't use it. So we kind of glazed over that piece over here. And now, if you're going to suggest that even if you say, I won't get hana from it, you can still use it for an Erev, you have to deal with this line that says, when does this apply? Only when you say, I don't taste it. So implying that if you say I won't benefit from it, then you can't. How do you deal with that? So the Gemara says Chasuri Michsara v'Hachi Ketani. There's actually a missing piece from this Brisa, and this is how you're really supposed to learn it. Hanodir min hakikar ma'arvin loba vafilu amar alai nase ka'omer shvua shalo atamena. So somebody who takes a neder from this kikar, he's allowed to use it as an eruv, and even if he said a lie, that he says, I'm not going to benefit from it, it's as if he said that I'm not going to taste it. That's what it really means. If he says, I'm not going to benefit from it, what he means is the ikar hana, that I'm not going to taste it. Mikal makom, kasha l'rav, l'aruna, kasha l'rav huna. So, but nevertheless, now what we said, we resolved the kasha on the one asking on Rav Huna Marav, but now we have a question according to Rav Huna Marav. Because the way we just explained it now, this Brisa is saying that even if you say a lie, that I'm not going to get Hana from it, you're still allowed to use it as an Erev, which is against Rav Huna Marav. So Kash Rav Huna. Hu da'amar Rabbi Eliezer. So Rav Huna, quoting Rav, is really saying like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Detanya Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer says in the Brisa, Detanya, we're going to the Brisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Shvu Shalo Ochel Kikar Zum Arvin Loba. If he says, I'm not going to eat this Kikar, he can make an Erev with it. Kikar Zu Alai, but I'm not going to get any ben from it. This Kikar is upon me. Ein Arvin Loba, he's not allowed to use it for an Erev. This is clearly the opinion of Rav Huna, Amar Rav, and therefore, we found a source, a Tanaic source that is supportive of him. I guess it's interesting that the Gemara quotes it as Rav Huna, and the Gemara also says that this is Amar Rav. I mean, like, over here we're looking for a Tanaic source. We want to attach Rav Huna to Rav Eliezer. It's interesting because we know Rav Tanu Apalik. Rav is considered like a Tana for most intents and purposes. So it's interesting that the Gemara felt the need to attach Rav Huna to another Tana, but I guess it's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Gemara just points out this seems to be a contradiction within Rabbi Eliezer because we have another Brisa that seems to say the opposite. Umi Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Hachi, does Rabbi Eliezer really say this? Well, Tanya, but we learned in the Brisa, Zeha Klal, this is the Klal, Adam Oser Atzmo Ba Ochel Ma'arvin Loba. If a person, this is the Tana Kama speaking in this Brisa, if a person asers himself regarding food, she's allowed to make an Erev with it. Ochel hanesar lola adam ein ma'arvin loba. But if a person makes this usher to him, then he can't use that as an Erev, which seems to be that distinction that we said. Take a look at Rashi. Kigon kikar zu te asar alai oshua shalo ahena mikikar. But the main point that we're talking about over here is the continuation of this Brisa. Rabbi Eliezer omer kikar zu alai ma'arvin loba kikar zu hektish ein ma'arvin loba. That he says, if he says a lie, meaning hana, he can use it as an Erev. And only if it's hektish, he can't. Why? Lefisha ein marvin loba hektishos, because he can't use a hektish for an Erev. So over here, Rabbi Eliezer says explicitly that whether you said I'm not going to eat or even I'm not going to have hana from it, you're allowed to make an Erev with it. That's against what we said Rabbi Eliezer says before and against Rav Huna Marav. So the Gemara responds, Trei Tanayim Alibid Rabbi Meir. It's actually two Tanayim according to, Alibid Rabbi Eliezer. It's two Tanayim according to Rabbi Eliezer. So there's, right, it's recorded differently, but yeah, it is a contradiction of Eliezer, so it must be two Talmidim, quoting Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Huna Marav holds like the first one of Rav Huna Marav. Now Rashi, just three lines to the bottom, it's an important Rashi. Rashi says, Lishna Acharina, another interpretation of seemingly the Shita of whether it's Rabbi Eliezer, this possibility of how could you possibly use an Erev, if you said you're not going to get Hana from it. So it could be one interpretation, Rashi seemed to say earlier, is that because when we assume that when you say I'm not going to get Hana from it, you don't mean I'm not going to get any Hana from it. I'm going to get Hana just from eating. But of course, like, I'm okay with getting Hana in other ways. Like, for example, making air with it. Rashi offers another pshat, which is very interesting, which he says at the end, the last two words of Rashi, about last Rashi and Amud, is Ze'ikar. So he, what does Rashi say over here? Because it says Ze'ikar, that's why I'm taking the time to explain it here, even though we're a little bit over. And what we're saying is, Ve'imishum, so when it says, Ein marvet, Ela ledavar mitzvah, mitzvahs lav lehanos nisnu. That mitzvahs are not considered Hana. So, right, and this is sugya discussed in many places. One example is in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Are you allowed to get Hana from a shofar that was like used for Avodah Zarah, for a carbon or something like that? Tekdish. Are you allowed to get Hana from it? The Gemara says that mitzvos are not for Hana's purpose. It's not for Hana, so we don't consider like now I was yotze the mitzvah, so I got Hana from it. That's not considered halachic Hana, and therefore over here when this shita would hold that you're allowed to benefit from the eruv. That right, so how are you allowed to the benefit from this? I said I'm not going to get benefit from this bread. How could I possibly use it as an eruv? Because this opinion would say that that's not considered Hana. That's considered fulfilling a mitzvah. The mitzvah is making an eruv, and now you can do other things with that. But we view it as a mitzvah and not as a Hana, and that is the explanation for the shita of Rabbi Eliezer over here, and the shita that holds against Rav Huna Marav.